I was told that many of the things that I do is undadylike. For example, when I talk too much or too loud, I am told that it's rude and I should stop since a lady should not talk as much. However, when I see a man doing the exact same thing, I don't see anyone shaming him and calling him unmanlike. Unmanlike is not even a word. For as long as I can remember, I have loved to talk. Also, I loved to play sports. I used to play soccer and basketball, and not to toot my own horn or anything, but I was pretty good. However, my interest in those sports and in talking slowly faded away because I was told constantly that what I was doing was unladylike, which did in fact annoy me, but I couldn't do anything about it, so I just lost interest. A time I was told that what I was doing was unladylike would be when I was playing soccer with my friends on the astroturf of my old school. I was playing soccer with my friends and a group of boys decided to join in. Personally, I did not mind at all since, you know, the more the merrier. At the end of the game, we decided to do penalty shootouts. The way that we were playing was unorthodox, since instead of keeping the same goalie, we decided to nominate a person to be goalie and also to nominate a person to do the shootouts. I got nominated to do the shootouts, and I don't mean to gloat or anything, but I got every ball in. After the match ended, the boys that we were playing with came up to my friends and I and told me that the way I was playing was unladylike, since women were not good at soccer and it was unnatural that women were better than men at sports. I'm going to be completely honest. Those words made me feel irritated and upset. I hated the fact that playing sports better than men made people think of me as unladylike. At first, I brushed it off, but then I thought to myself, maybe I should stop playing soccer, or I should try less when playing soccer, since the men that I was playing with felt so insecure that they have the nerve to tell me that I was unladylike. Picture this, okay? You're sitting in the living room with your friends and family, and I'm not just talking about your parents and your siblings. I mean cousins, uncles, aunts, grandparents, and tons of family friends. And everyone is having a good time, talking and laughing, and the topic of careers gets brought up. My family began asking my sisters, since they both graduated high school and were in university, and they were also the oldest in the family. They asked them what they're planning on being when they're done with university, and they respond with one-word answers. And I get asked, and instead of replying with one word, I reply with a whole oral essay, talking about why I want to be in this certain profession. And after I'm done answering, a family friend tells me that I was talking a lot, and that it is not a good trait for a woman, and that I should try and stop doing that. My parents obviously chimed in and said that they love when I'm passionate about things, but my family friend tried to defend his point by saying that he was born at a different time, and women did not talk as much since it was not proper etiquette. However, I was upset since I love talking, but his words did not affect me as much since he was older and he did come from a different time, so I excused his actions that one time, and every time he'd come over, I'd just ignore him. My least favorite time I was called unladylike was in my old school. I used to be in a British school, meaning that I had to do GCSE exams, and before choosing my GCSE courses, different teachers would come up to students, and ask them what they wanted to be when they were older, because their GCSE courses needed to line up with what they wanted to study in university. When I got asked by my old Arabic as a second language teacher, I told her that I really wanted to be a lawyer. When I told her that, she began to laugh, and to be honest, I thought she was joking. Then, she told me that women were too emotional to be lawyers. She kept telling me about how women would just ruin the justice system since their emotions would get in the way. I was fuming. You could practically see fire coming out of my ears. This was not the first time I was told that either, which made the whole situation worse. To be fair, she was almost 75 years old, and her ideas and her views were completely different to today's views on everything. Then she told me that a woman becoming a lawyer was unladylike because lawyers stayed at the office all night and there would be no one to look after the kids. And after I told her that their father could look after them, she rolled her eyes and said that it was a man's job to get money and a woman's job to look after the kids. After she said that, I immediately dropped her course because I did not want someone with those ideas to teach me. At a high note, I never listened to what I was told and kept pursuing my passions, and I kept talking a lot because I'm not going to let some old and insecure people tell me what I'm doing is unladylike, because in my opinion, being unladylike is not real since nothing is unladylike. If a man can do something, why can't a woman?